This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Quad is committed for a free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. In his opening remarks at the Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware, US, the Prime Minister stressed that Quad is here to stay, to assist, to partner and to complement. Mr. Modi added that the Quad Summit is taking place at a time when the world is surrounded by tensions and conflict, and the Quad countries working together on the basis of shared democratic values is very important for the entire community.
हमारी बैठक ऐसे समय हो रही है जब विश्व तनावों और संघर्षों से घिरा हुआ है. ऐसे में साझा डेमोक्रेटिक वैल्यूज के आधार पर क्वाड का मिलकर साथ चलना पूरी मानवता के लिए बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है. हम किसी के खिलाफ नहीं है. हम सभी एक रूल्स बेस्ड इंटरनेशनल ऑर्डर, संप्रभुता और क्षेत्रीय अखंडता के सम्मान और सभी मसलों के शांतिपूर्ण ढंग से हल निकालने का समर्थन करते हैं.
The Prime Minister stressed that the grouping is not against anyone and supports rules-based international order, respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity, and peaceful resolution of all issues. He said that free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific is a shared priority and a shared commitment of Quad countries. Before taking part in the Quad summit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with US President Joe Biden in his hometown, Delaware, Wilmington, last night. The leaders exchanged views on global and regional issues, including the Indo-Pacific region and beyond. In a social media post, President Biden said the United States' partnership with India is stronger, closer and more dynamic than any time in history. Prime Minister Modi will address a gathering of the Indian community in New York today. Mr. Modi will also be interacting with CEOs of leading US-based companies to foster greater collaborations between the two countries in the area of cutting-edge technology. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will contribute 40 million vaccine doses for Indo-Pacific countries under Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance and Quad initiatives. Mr. Modi was speaking at a cancer moonshot event on the sidelines of the Quad summit. The initiative aims at implementation of innovative strategies to prevent, detect and treat cancer. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is on the way to become the third largest economy by 2027, with the country's growth rate projected at around 7%, while addressing the 12th East Asia Summit Economic Ministers meeting in Laos yesterday. Mr. Goyal reiterated the country's commitment to strengthen the East Asia Summit Forum and acknowledged its role in promoting peace, stability and economic prosperity. Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has said that India's initiative of setting up a dashboard for global best practices received robust support and commendation at the G20 ministerial meeting in Brazil. Speaking at the conference, he added that the country is committed to pushing the agenda for green tourism and embrace the collective power of collaboration. An Election Commission of India, ECI, team led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar will be on a two-day visit to Ranchi from tomorrow to review the preparations for upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. State Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said the ECI team will meet representatives of political parties in Ranchi. They will also meet Chief Electoral Officer, State Police Nodal Officer and Central Forces Coordinator to review the preparations. Government e-marketplace GEM has reduced the transaction charges levied on sellers and service providers to foster ease of doing business and build a more inclusive economy. All orders valued up to 10 lakh rupees will now attract zero transaction charges as compared to the earlier order value ceiling of 5 lakh rupees. In Sri Lanka, counting of votes is underway as NPP leader Anurag Kumar Dissanayake has taken over lead over the other candidates in the postal ballots. According to officials, polling for presidential elections concluded with a turnout of around 75%. In chess Olympiad, India defeated the top seed USA in their penultimate round in Budapest, Hungary yesterday. In the open section, Gokesh triumphed over world's number 2 Fabiano Caruana, while Arjun outplayed Lenier Dominguez Perez, with both the white pieces. And that is the end of this news bulletin.